at the Choral Evensong service held to dedicate the carving of Mother Teresa, the Reverend Samuel Lloyd paid tribute to the Albanian nun who spent her life caring for the poor and the oppressed.
This strong-minded nun fled from public attention as she immersed herself, we could almost say lost herself, in serving some of the most vulnerable people on earth.
Reverend Lloyd said the Nobel laureate never sought the fame she achieved.
But no one could have imagined this kind of renown for this tiny 18-year-old Albanian woman who left home to join the Sisters of Loreto, a Catholic missionary community.
Mother Teresa's carving stands opposite one of the American civil rights icons, Rosa Parks. Only three other people are honored in this section of the cathedral: former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, former Cathedral Dean and Bishop of Washington John T. Walker, and Archbishop Oscar Romero. Cathedral stone carver Sean Callahan created the images from original clay sculptures by artist Chaz Fagan.
The challenge on my end was to create a likeness of someone who's completely recognizable around the world, and then create a unique one.
Callahan says the placement of the two women in the human rights porch is very appropriate.
Mother Teresa is a natural choice for a human rights bay. It's just, and Rosa Parks, it's nice having two humble women complimenting each other on either side of the arch.
For Howard University professor Abner Bilal, the dedication recognizes Mother Teresa's connection to his native India, where for decades she cared for the poorest of the poor.
So it's very interesting is that a Christian lady is first assisted by the indigenous Hindu religion to start her great work.
Patty Johnson, who works on social justice issues for the cathedral, calls Mother Teresa a dynamic and humble symbol who found her spirit when she looked at the spirit of those who had so little.
I just am happy that we honored her this evening, we added her to our human rights porch, and that we can hopefully, all of us, recommit ourselves to reaching out to those who are on our streets here in this hurting city of Washington, D.C., and all across the country and world. The least, the last, the lost, the marginalized, the oppressed, because that's what she stood for, and that's what we need to do.
Mother Teresa, who died in 1997, was beatified by the Catholic Church 9 years ago this month, and the Vatican says she is on a fast track to sainthood. For VOA News, this is Keira Costrezzi.